I may not go 8-for-8 on division winners this year, but something that happened today validates what I've done 2 years in a row. We explain on this podcast. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. If you listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, you know I'm not feeling well this week, so I apologize for what you will hear in my voice. I'd like to thank Heads and Tails. Visit them at theheadsandtails.com or in person at 4524 West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa for that unique gift that you're looking for a Bucks fan, Lightning fan, Rays fan, Gator fan, Noles fan, or USF Bulls fan. They will likely have it. You can also check their accurate inventory in-store online and then go pick it up for free at theheadsandtails.com. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They hope you are never in need of legal assistance. However, if you are, they asked me as a paid non-attorney spokesperson to remind you they are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and they'll be happy to offer you a free consult. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Many of you know, in 2024, on this podcast, I accurately predicted all 8 division winners in the National Football League. We did it before the season began, and then we did a recap playing that exact audio at the end of the season after hitting 8-for-8. So the challenge in 2025 was do it again. With the caveat, there's no chance I can do it again. I gave it my best effort. Well, with 3 weeks to go in the National Football League regular season, as I talked about last week on Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone, every selection I made is still alive. Some of them are not currently in first place. None of them have been mathematically eliminated, and some look like they have already put themselves in the position to win their division. A lot can still happen, but apparently my picks were enough to force Hard Rock Bet to tap out with 3 weeks to go. As a friend of mine, and I'm being honest here, I know there are jokes, asking for a friend, all that. This was not my bet. It is a trusted friend of mine with a Hard Rock Bet account, and I was sitting in his office around the time training camps opened, even before I did the podcast where I picked the 8 division winners here. And he was walking me through, asking me what I was thinking for the upcoming season. And I even said to him, no way I can do it again. But here's who I like, and here's why. So as he scrolled and he started entering all my picks, he says, I have a $2 bonus bet just sitting in my account. Why don't I just play it on your 8 division winners? What's the worst that can happen? Well, with 3 weeks to go in the National Football League regular season, on December 18th, 2025, Hard Rock Bet on a $2 bonus bet offered a cash out to my friend. It was very modest, but the key is it scared them enough to where they want out of it, and it was a friend who used a bonus bet, none of his own money. It was a free bet, and they're offering cash in return to eliminate their liability on the bet my friend made with free money on the 8 division winners all winning again this year. Before I tell you what it would pay, let me tell you again what the 8 division winners were. In order of AFC North through West and then NFC North through West, in 2025 I went with Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Denver. Yes, I did. I told you Kansas City was as vulnerable as they've ever been in the Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes era, and stated this was the year to go with someone else, and I went with Denver over the Chargers. In the NFC, I chose Philadelphia. I said Detroit would not repeat, that they were very vulnerable for multiple reasons, and the window was closing. Went with Green Bay there, Tampa Bay, and the Los Angeles Rams. Now again, as we sit here with 3 weeks to go, half of these might not come in. All 8, though, are still alive, right? Where are we at the time of this broadcast? The Eagles lead their division. The Rams lead their division. The Bucks lead their division. The Broncos lead their division. The other 4 are mathematically alive and in striking distance with 3 weeks to go. At the time that my friend just put these all in as an 8-leg parlay before training camp, the odds on each one, Buffalo was minus 275, Baltimore was minus 145, Houston was plus 110, Denver was the big one, plus 300. Philadelphia, minus 140, which seemed very low to me. Green Bay was plus 260. Again, going against the grain for those that felt the Lions would repeat. The Bucks were even money, plus 100. And the Rams were plus 180. So when my friend put those 8 in, popped in his $2 bonus bet and placed the bet, the odds were +66788, +66,788 on my 8 division winners with free money on a $2 bonus bet with a payout being a tidy $1,335.76 off a $2 free bonus bet. I'm proud of the fact that Hard Rock Bet tapped out this morning and offered my friend a very modest cash out. Real money, not a bonus bet. I think they rarely do this. They're offering actual money for a bet made with funny money. Is it anywhere close to $1,335.76? No. But we got their attention with 3 weeks to go. And Jay Cornegay, one of the true great guys that I learned so much about from all my trips to Vegas and all our segments together, and we did national radio together, always talked to me about liability and how big of a factor it is in the sports gaming business. So Hard Rock Bet clearly thinks I might go 8 for 8 again. Again, I'll repeat. I never thought I could, and with 3 weeks to go, I may only get half. The Bucks are fighting for their life against Carolina. Green Bay has work to do to jump the Bears. The Rams aren't home yet in the NFC West. Baltimore's got work to do and has to win the last game of the season against the Steelers. And the Bills and the Texans, I've looked at all the possibilities there with 3 weeks to go. Those are the ones that feel like they're going to fall just short. But they're all still alive. It certainly got the attention of Hard Rock Bet. For a $2 bonus bet at odds of 66,000 plus 66,788, that would potentially pay $1,335.76. The cash out was offered to my friend. Of note, he didn't take it. He's letting it ride at least one more week. Couple of results go the wrong way, there won't be another cash out. But while I don't feel I will be successful in 8 for 8 again this year, and I said that before I tried it, just the fact that we got a tap out from Hard Rock Bet on the 8-leg parlay, on free money. Here, can we throw you some cash to make this go away? It's scaring us. And I know, we all know, right? 1,000 bucks and change to them is nothing. Again, that puts even more of a smile on my face. So there's the update on Todd's 8 division winners and how I don't think it's going to come home this year, but at least one major sports gaming provider was scared enough by it with 3 weeks to go that they started throwing money at my friend for dropping a $2 bonus bet on the 8-leg parlay. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast, again, apologize for my voice. I'm sick. I'm just happy I didn't cough in your ears, in your face throughout this podcast. I'm going to try to crank out another fantasy football podcast before the game Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It depends on how I'm feeling. So I'm trying to feel better. The Hard Rock cash option to my friend does make me feel a little bit better. And we'll get back behind the microphone, hopefully in the next 24 hours, with a playoff fantasy football podcast for those of you that subscribe and listen to that one. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group and theheadsandtails.com for their continued sponsorship of my podcast. We'll talk to you next time.